Well, it's actually part of a long-standing commitment between the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Library of Congress to the importance of historic U.S. newspapers for understanding American history and culture. It goes back really to the early 1980s when we formed what was called the United States Newspaper Program, which was a program to microfilm historic U.S. newspapers. And as you know, at that time, that was really the only way to preserve brittle paper material. That was an enormous success. We made awards to all 50 states and four territories and produced, from all of the work of those state partners and territorial partners, 70 million microfilmed newspaper pages. And a lot of that microfilm is what is being used now to produce the National Digital Newspaper Program, in which the state partners that we've made awards to so far have been digitizing from that microfilm and other microfilm that they have access to.
So once it's digitized, does that mean the information can be searched within it?
Yes, although there's a long process to follow to get to that point of fully searchable text. The state partners who are at work will have to evaluate the microfilm, scan the microfilm, make any adjustment. It's called deskewing. Other than that, though, there's no processing done. You see the authentic image, and it's all done to technical standards that are set by the Library of Congress. And then what's called OCR, optical character recognition software, is used, and that's a machine-readable way of making the text fully searchable. So when people go now to Chronicling America, which is the resource that the Library of Congress has created and put on their website, everyone will see fully searchable text.
Wow, that's a big undertaking. How fast is this process? How much time does it take you to digitize, say, an entire newspaper?
Well, that depends, because newspaper runs vary quite a bit. But in the awards we make, we give states up to $400,000 for 2 years of work. Much of the work in the first year, though, is really planning for the digitization. But in those 2 years, they must produce 100,000 pages.
And when you describe these papers as historically important, what does that mean? Is it just the big, well-known newspapers that are being covered? Or what about all those hamlets and towns throughout the country that have a rich source of information about individual people?
Right. You know, you've really put your finger on it. It's a combination of both, because what each state tries to do is make a careful selection of papers so that they will be fully representative of the history of that state. And of course, each state has its own particular story to tell. So it really does depend on the best way to represent the history of the state. There are many small papers included. I think of our current 22 state partners, probably the Kentucky Project, which is being run by the University of Kentucky, has the highest proportion of small papers. They've digitized 37 papers so far, and these are wonderful papers, some with amusing titles. I chuckled over the Bourbon News, that represent all aspects of this state's history.
Hey, now, I'm adopted by the state of Kentucky, having lived there for many years.
Oh, great.
Bourbon,
great,
is an important part of bourbon and horse racing.
That's right.
Uh-huh. They'd like to say that bourbon horse racing and pretty women are their, you know, chief exports.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you're right. The whole fabric of a community really can lie in a local newspaper, and its rich texture would be lost if you simply looked at the newspaper headlines from, say, you know, the biggest town in the state.
And it's a very collaborative project, so even the selection of the titles involves so many people. Each state project convenes an advisory board composed of historians who use newspapers, educators, librarians and archivists who have the care of newspaper collections, even newspaper journalists.
And where will this whole collection reside? Where can it be seen or accessed eventually?
It is available now. The resource is called Chronicling America, and you can see it at chroniclingamerica.loc.gov. And as you know, there are 1 million pages. Actually, there are more than that. There are just about 1.2 million right now because the uploading is done in batches, which is why we're not quite sure which the exact 1 millionth page is. We think we know it's one of one from perhaps one of four newspaper titles.
And given the fact that local communities are doing this, Ms. Gardner, does that mean that the National Arts and Humanities had to direct any staff to this effort, or is it just pretty much part of the daily duties?
The National Endowment for the Humanities is using its current staff to do the grant making. Our role is to make the awards, which involves advising applicants, setting up the peer review panels that advise us, and also helping the then eventual grantees with the management of their grants. And the Library of Congress's role is to set the technical standards, help the state partners in meeting those standards, and having maintenance of Chronicling America. And the Library of Congress will preserve the digital files.